Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. This is your host, Lawmaster. And today we're going to talk about the AVB's most wanted. The AVB calls for certain things. It demands certain things. And I'm going to talk about some of those most wanted today. This program deals with the issue of God. And for those who have followed the program, you know that this is new. The information is new, but yet it is old. It is new in the sense that one is now bringing it forth. It is old in the sense that these things have been in the Bible for many, many years. The AVB, commonly called King James Version, has celebrated its 400th year of publication. So the AVB is 400 years old. The information in it is as old. What I have done what no other person has done. That is to say, I have gone into the Authorized Version Bible, examined, scrutinized its content, and brought forth and do bring forth to you the knowledge of God. I have been instructed in the book of Proverbs to find the knowledge of God. And that's exactly what I have done. I have found the knowledge of God. The Bible asks two questions. It asks many questions, but I will speak on two of them right now. One question is, who is the Lord? The other question is, who is God? I have found those things out. And again, these things are as old as the Bible itself. So it is not new information, but it is new in the sense that the revelations have been newly discovered, newly found revelations with respect to God, his name, his person, his position, his duties. All of these things are in the AVB, King James Version Bible. Now, if one reads my page, he goes to my page, he will see this information right here. Behold, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. This man, Mr. Hart, is the great power of God. The word of there means having a designation of. Mr. Hart has spent 39 years studying and analyzing the content of the Authorized Version Bible. And the article goes on. That's found in Acts, the statement, the citation is found in Acts 8:10, which says, this man is the great power of God. Now, the information dealing with God and other important matters in the Bible is scattered about. One cannot go into the Bible and read the information on God line upon line. The Bible is a workbook. It's a workbook. It presents information, but it gives the information in a scattered about manner. The critical information dealing with God has been scattered throughout Bible content. You have bits and pieces. What I have done is put the bits and pieces together. I have organized a crucial matter of God that is in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Okay? Organized it. Now, that commandment, I have been given a commandment in Luke 1. I'm turning to it now. That commandment says, Luke 1:1, set in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Set in order a declaration of the things most surely believed among us. That's an order, a commandment, which I have carried out. And I cited this statement in Proverbs 2:5 says this, find this commandment, and it's to me, it says, find the knowledge of God. So, I am being instructed. I have been instructed. I have been commanded to do certain things. One such thing is find the knowledge of God. That's exactly what I have done. I have found the knowledge of God. I have compiled that knowledge. I have set that knowledge in order. And now I make my declarations based on the based on that which I have found to be so in the Authorized Version Bible. Now, what are you as an individual instructed to do? you as an individual are instructed to follow God. You know, there's a saying, ignorance is no excuse of the law. Just because you don't know something, you know, that doesn't make your ignorance so, or your ignorance does not stand. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. We all have the Bible. Most people in the Gentile world, most Gentiles, black people, have some Bible in their house, whether it be an authorized version or not. All right? Many, many people go to church. Bible is supposedly taught from the pulpits via the various means of publication, TV, internet, radio, etc., pamphlets, books. Gentile world is flooded with religious information. In finding the knowledge of God, I have also found out that the knowledge of God is not in the church. The church world does not teach the knowledge of God. Matter of fact, the church world teaches against God. Isn't that something? That's a finding of mine. The church world, what they teach in the church from the pulpit, is against God. Okay? Now, and it's, of course, in the church world, it's called, you have this saying, organized religion, where men of old have gone and said about the Bible, we'll teach this. Well, what they have done, they have concealed truth. They have kept people away from the truth of Bible content. And if they have done that, then they must know some truth of the Bible. If they know what not to teach concerning God, but to teach the opposite of that which the Bible says about God, then they must have some knowledge of what the Bible has to say, really, indeed, about God. Knowing what to admit, what to omit, and what to teach, and they teach the opposite of Bible truth. For instance, you read in John, the scripture says, God is a spirit. And I started talking on this last week and didn't finish. God is a spirit. Is God a spirit? Does the Bible teach that God, the real, the true God, is a spirit? Well, let me turn to John. John, let's see here. And let's see what John has to say about the matter. Okay. And I'm turning. Okay, here in John chapter 20. John chapter 20, let's start at verse 25. We have in verse 25 the statement, we have seen the Lord. We have seen the Lord. Then in 27, it says, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side and be not faithless. That's not what I'm looking for. Let's see here. Okay, doesn't seem like I can put my hand on it. But there you have a statement in John where it says, a spirit has not flesh and bones. Okay. Now, does God have flesh and bones? Absolutely. Surely he does. And in determining that, you must first know who God is. Okay. Now, I read at the beginning a statement, this man is the great power of God he's a man when he does come, okay? God has not always been here, but when he comes, he is first a man, a human being, has a body. You can see him. That's why they can make the statement in John 20, verse 25, we have seen the Lord. Now, these things, statements such as this, we have seen the Lord, these things are written before time. That's what prophecy deals with. Things written or spoken before time, before the time come that they actually exist and happen. That's the makeup of prophecy in the Bible. Okay? So, we've seen the Lord. That statement is true of some people. Now, they can make the statement and accurately say, we or I have seen the Lord. Because now we know who the Lord is. I have declared myself. I have made the statement that I, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, am the Lord God according to the truth of Bible content and according to the law of God in the authorized version Bible. Okay? So God is a man. He is a great power. Okay? One having the ability to do, to act, etc. One having great influence. You ask the average person today, is God influential? They'll tell you, yeah. You ask the average person today, is God powerful? The average person will say, yes. You know, they are taught that, you know, but they are not taught the truth of God, you know, because what? In religion, they lead many to believe that God is somewhere up in the sky. Somewhere up in the sky. And you can't see him, you can't hear him with the you can't hear him with a natural ear. This is what they teach in religion about God. But when the matter is made known, it is found that God can be seen when he comes. He can be seen. He can be touched. He's a man, a human being, and God is a position which that certain man feels. Okay. Yeah. I'm still looking for that statement, but I can't put my hands on it right now, but that doesn't matter. We're going forward. This man is the great power of God. This man is the great power having the designation of God. Psalm 118, we find these words. Psalm 118, 27. What else can we know about God? We can know that God is the Lord. Okay? This man is the great power of God. Well, good. Then, furthermore, who is God? What is God? God is the Lord. God is a great power. God is a man. Now we see that God is the Lord. Now, what distinguishes him? What distinguishes him? They say, God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. What do? I show people light. I give them knowledge. I give them the knowledge concerning God. So, we have the declaration. God is the Lord. And that is in all caps there. I found out that it doesn't matter whether Lord is spelled using all capital letters or just the first letter being capitalized and the rest lowercase. I found out that it doesn't matter. God is the Lord, period. Okay. Of course, I didn't know all this at the beginning. So we move on. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge of what? The knowledge of himself. The knowledge of God. Okay. Now, I did allude to this, and I didn't carry it out, that the Bible, you know, talks to me, and it talks to the people. One example of that is of God talk, of the scripture talking to people, is worship God, Revelation. Revelation. Deep in the Bible. Revelation 19:10. Two words, a two-word commandment. Worship God. That's for the people to do. And let me just stay here for a moment. Book of James. Another thing that people are told to do. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Worship God, submit yourselves to God. James 4:7, submit yourselves to God. James 4:10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Now here, Lord is capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Same Lord that's found in Psalm 118:27. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Here, humble yourselves in the presence, in the sight of God. I think I have a statement here in 1 Corinthians 7. Yeah. The people are commanded, 1 Corinthians 7:36, to let God do what he will. He does not sin. Let him do what he will. He sinneth not. God cannot sin. Okay. But the people are instructed to let him do what he will. Submit themselves to God, humble themselves in the sight of God, and to worship God. The people are also commanded to Ecclesiastes 12. Ecclesiastes 12:13. The people are commanded to fear God and keep his commandments. Some of you know these passages, or some of these passages. You know that the Bible says those things. Then, but in order for you to carry out those commandments, you've got to know who God is. That's why the teaching of God is so important, because as I said earlier, religion teaches and teaches people falsely, and it leads people away in a different direction than to God. Okay? Like when you pray. You know, some people pray before they go to bed at night. Do they see anyone? Is there any God there with them that they are talking to? Or do the prayers just hit the ceiling and bounce off? Pray to God is to talk to God, the true God, the living God. Okay, Jeremiah 10. Just going through some statements here with regard to God and the people. Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10:10, but the Lord is the true God. The Lord is the true God. The Lord God is the Lord which has showed us light. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God. The word living there means being alive, having life. Living, just like any other living human being. If you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't touch it, it's not perceptive to any of the senses, then you don't know whether it's there or not, do you? Now, you can speculate all you want, but you have no proof of anything. The Bible says, prove all things. That's an instruction that I have followed out. You know, and I think it's important enough for me to point it out. First Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things. It means exactly what it says. Demonstrate to be a fact. Prove it. If you're going to teach something, prove it. All right? Religion doesn't prove anything, and of course the Gentiles haven't proved anything to black people in their teaching of Jesus. We just believe because we heard, you know. We just believe. Remember, religion teaches falsehoods. The teaching of Jesus is a false teaching. No one has proved that Jesus ever lived or died for your sins. And even that's against the Bible, the statement that Jesus died for your sins. The Bible teaches the soul that sins, it shall surely die. In other words, you die for your own sin. When you commit a crime and you are caught, you tried for your own sin or crime. You know, they don't bring somebody else in the courtroom to try them for you. No, you have to face the judge, you have to face the law yourself. Okay? And you are the receiver of the penalty for whatever it is found that you did. If you did so, okay. But that's a false teaching. Someone else dying for your sin. And a sin is a crime. Sin is breaking some law. That's what a sin is. A sin is the same thing as a crime. Only for the most part, the Bible uses the word sin. And so when men speak of sinning that has to do with God, they don't call it a crime, they call it a sin. But a sin is the same thing as a crime. In the commission of a sin, a law has been broken. Okay? In the commission of a crime, a law has been broken. Okay, so prove all things. In the Bible, it is found to be a fact and truth that the character Jesus is just that, a character, a made-up character, one who went about breaking laws and delighted in breaking laws. Now, that is evident in four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's evident. All you have to do is just read it. You don't need a preacher or anybody else to explain it to you because the Bible explains it as he goes. This man is a sinner. A reference to, you know, in the Bible to Jesus in the book of John. What law did he break? He broke the law of the Sabbath. He broke other laws, okay? The law of the Sabbath, breaking that law carries the penalty of death. Okay? Death. Now, that is not the only law that he broke which carries the judgment or penalty of death. Okay? But all four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, show him deliberately and repeatedly breaking the Sabbath. He didn't stop even when the law, you know, rebuked him. He didn't stop. He delighted in breaking laws. Jesus, the character. Mark, Luke, and John. That's not a mystery in the Bible. That's clearly set forth in those four books, Matthew through John, that the man is a sinner. And a sinner is one who goes about, one who breaks laws. Simple as that. And, of course, the character Jesus was finally caught, judged, and the law was carried out. Okay? It is finished. And all of Bible content is important. It's important to know and have an understanding of what's going on in the Bible. Many people are deceived by religious teaching, religious rhetoric. Look here in John. In John 19:30, you find the words, "It is finished." Now, in the story of Jesus, you know, as I said, he went about breaking laws. He's found, eventually caught, judged, and he received the penalty or the judgment of death. Death by crucifixion. Okay? And so in the statement here, John 19:30, it says, "It is finished." The question is, what is finished with regard to the character Jesus? Okay? "It is finished" is found again over in the book of James. And I hope I can be clear. I'm adjusting my microphone. But "it is finished" is found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 15. I'll start reading at verse 14. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Every man. Okay? "Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin." Okay? Temptation, enticement, sin, lust, sin, and sin when it is finished. So there's a statement again in verse 15, "It is finished." The scripture says here, "Sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." Two times I know that the statement, "it is finished," is use. In the story of Jesus, as he is about to die, "it is finished." I see those words. And here in James, when it's kind of like explaining sin and death, how sin leads to death. Sin, it casts death as a result of sin. Sin brings forth death. Okay. The two statements, "it is finished." What? Sin and its penalty are finished. The result of sin is death. Judgment is carried out. It's finished. It's over. There is some justice. Justice has been served. It is finished upon the execution of the judgment. It is finished. It is done. The execution has been carried out. Okay. And, of course, the execution was carried out, and he died. So goes the story. But in fables, you can do and say anything, can't you? You can make the character rise from the dead if you want, in fables, but not in real life. But in real life, we know that characters do not rise from the dead. even in fables, you can cause your character to rise again. So that really doesn't matter. It's immaterial. You know, the teaching of Jesus goes to show that if you do the crime, you're going to pay the judgment. If you're caught. If you're caught, you're going to pay the judgment. Sin has consequences. Crime has consequences. And the consequences that you do. The death sentence is a severe consequence of sin that was carried out upon the subject. Jesus, the character, the fictitious character, and that's what I teach in the teaching of God. That's all I teach about Jesus. You know, every now and then I'll go off and try to explain something, you know, about the character. But the basic idea about Jesus is this, coming from the truth. Jesus is a fictitious character. That's all we can think. In the Bible, Jesus is a fictitious character. Okay? But you are real. And you have been given instructions, and I read off some of those instructions. So, what's my point? My point in all that I said is the summation. The Bible talks to one it called God. The Bible talks to the people. It does not say the same thing to both groups. It does not say the same thing to the people that it says God. But what it says to the people and what it says to God, those things are in agreement. Okay? Those things go together. Double example again, the Bible defines God. The Bible proclaims God, the true God, and then the Bible tells people to worship God, humble yourself in the sight of God, submit to God. So those things are in agreement. It does not tell God to humble himself in the sight of the people, neither does it tell God to worship the people. Doesn't even tell God to worship himself, but it tells the people to worship God and so forth and so forth. So you get what I'm saying, the point of the matter. The Bible talks to us all. Question is, are you willing to do what the Bible said? With me, I try to keep things simple. If the Bible says something to me and I search it out, I search out the matter. Okay? And find it to be so, then I do it. I receive it. I do it. Now, of the most wanted of the AZB or by the AZB, you have believers. Believers are one of the things that most wanted by the AZB. I'm going to turn to a statement here. In the book of John, you are told to believe the works. Believe the works of God. Now, what are the works of God? The works of God are his writings. His writing. Because that characterizes God's work. Right. Things he has written. Believe the works you are commanded, that you are commanded to do. Believe the works of God. The book commandment. And that commandment is found in John 10, verse 38. Three-word command. Believe the works. Okay? Very simple. Believe the works. Look and be a believer. The Bible, one of the Bible's most wanted is again, the Bible says, have faith in God, to believe in that which he has given. Believe in his word. Believe his works. Believe the works. Of course, the statement there in James, James chapter 1, James 1:22, believe the works, John, and then James 1:22. Be doers of the word, doers of the word, and not hearers only. Isn't that simple? Be doers of the word. Break it down. What does it mean? It means the Bible says it gives you, the people, a commandment to worship God. Then you do that. What God makes himself known. And you find out who he is. You come to the knowledge of who he is, whether by hearing God himself speak or hearing one speaking on God's behalf. You believe the works. You believe the truth that has come from God, and you be a doer of the word spoken to you. Example, worship God. Example, submit yourself to God. Example, humble yourself in the sight of God. Example, fear God and keep his commandments. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Again, in the church world, they are just hearers of the word, not the word that has come from God, but the word that's coming from their preacher. And they don't do. Oh, you say they worship God? No, they don't. They don't worship God. Because when God has already come forth, and the church world totally rejects God. Totally. Totally. So what are they worshiping? They're worshiping a lie. All right? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Among the Bible's, the AZB's most wanted, we have believers and doers. The AZB calls for believers in God, and it calls for doers of the word. Have you seen anyone that fits this MO? Believing the word and obeying the word. Have you seen it? Have you seen such a person? Now, what else do we have? Be doers of the word. Truth. Truth. Another thing among the AZB most wanted, and for those who do not know, AZB, a reference to the Authorized Version Bible, AZB, right? Which is commonly called King James Version. Right? Truth. Truth is another thing that is most wanted of the AZB. Truth. Right? John, what is truth? That's John 18:38. The question, old question, all this is old information. Old question: what is truth? What is truth? Truth is that which is according to reality, or according to the facts, the rules, etc. That which is real. That which is in accordance with reality or the facts, etc. What is truth? That's what truth is. Okay? What is truth one of the Bible says is the most wanted. What is truth? And then we go to Zechariah chapter 8. What does it say about truth? Well, Zechariah 8:16 says this: speak ye every man the truth. Speak the truth. Simple commandment. Now, I just asked the question, or posed the question, what is truth? Let's see. Let's go to John again. John 17. John 17:17 says this, talking to God, okay, talking to the true, real, living God. It says to him, thy word is truth. Well, that's an answer to the question in John 18:30. What is truth? It says to God, thy word is truth. So, that's what it said to God, thy word is truth. Now, it says to the people, Zechariah 8:16, speak ye every person or every man the truth. Speak the truth. That's what it says to you. That's what it says to the people. Speak the truth. What did he say truth is? He said truth is God's word. So, speak God's word. Believe the works of God. Speak his word. If you speak my word, will you be speaking? You'll be speaking like this man, Tommy Hart. It's a great power of God. You'll be speaking, God is the Lord. Now, who is God? According to the scriptures, I am God, Tommy L. Hart. I am God. God is the Lord which has showed us light. Okay? The truth and execute the judgment of truth. Speaking and execute. The same as when it says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Execute. Put the truth in action. Put the truth into action. Be a doer of the word. God's word. God's word is true. Put God's word into action. Put the word of God in the Bible into action. As in worshiping. That's an action word. Humble yourself in the sight of God. That's an action word. Submit yourselves to God. That's an action word. Fear God and keep his commandments. Action words. Action words. It's all about acting the truth, acting out truth, carrying out the truth, doing that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord. What is good and right in the sight of the Lord? This is good and right in my sight, that you do what the scripture commands you to do. That's good and right to me. That's acceptable to God. It's acceptable to me. Okay. Just as my obeying the word of God coming from the authorized verse Bible is acceptable to me, I have to obey the word. I delight in obeying Bible commandments because I have found them to be doable. Just as these commandments to the people that I cite today, they are doable things. Because God is here. God has declared himself. He has made himself known. He has revealed himself. Don't have this in my outline, but if I can find it, yes, I have. I have found it right here. First Samuel, verse 21. A four-word statement the Lord revealed himself. You can mark that four-word statement, underline that four-word statement, just those four words, that thought. What is truth? That is truth. The Lord has revealed himself. I have revealed myself. I have declared myself. I have revealed my true identity with regard to Bible content. I have revealed myself. The Lord revealed himself. Underline that statement and mark it as fulfilled. Mark it as fulfilled in the man, Tommy Hart, the great power of God. Okay? The Lord revealed himself. God is the Lord who showed up light. The Lord revealed himself. In doing my work that the Bible gives me to do, revelations are done, made, revelation. And that's one such revelation. That's one such fulfillment. I have revealed myself. God is Lord with the given us light, or showed us light. Mark that statement as truth in Tommy Hart, because I am the one who shows people light. I'm the first to do this. The light of God, the light of the law of God, because I have found the knowledge of God, and I have assembled that information, set that information in order, as I have been commanded to in Luke 1:1. And now I make my declarations to the people and present my information to the people. A simple process. Okay, so things most wanted by the AZB: truth, believers, doer of the word. Truth, believers, doers. Is there anything else that is most wanted of the AZB? Yes. Wisdom. Proverbs. Things most wanted. Most wanted. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4, 4. No, Proverbs 4 and 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom. Wisdom. A thing most wanted by the AZB. Right along with believers, doers, truth. Now we have wisdom. And with wisdom, I attach knowledge and understanding. I put all three of those together. There are three, but I put them together. Okay? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. There's a commandment there. I am not to decline from the words of Scripture. Neither are you. Be doers of the word. I'm a doer, but have you seen any other doers? Just one other doer. If so, come forward. Have you seen a true believer? A true believer believing in the true and the living God? Have you seen such a person? Have you found such a person? If so, come forward. Okay? Have you seen one giving wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Have you seen one who gives light of Scripture, the knowledge of Scripture, the truth of Scripture, the understanding of Scripture? Have you seen such a person? wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They are among the most wanted of the ADB, along with truth and along with believers and along with doers. Doer. You know, last year this time, I did not know as much as I know now. 5 years ago, I did not know all the things that I know now with regard to Bible content. My learning has been incremental, but it has been ongoing and continuing. A continuous thing, a continuing in learning. I say that to say this. I learn things, I do things as I learn them. I teach things as I learn them. I always teach, I teach from where I am at that particular time. I don't teach from where I was 3 years ago or 5 years ago. I teach from where I am at this, at whatever particular time that I may be. I teach from where I am. Okay? And you should do the same. As you learn about God and as you learn about the will of God for your life, do be a doer and not a hearer only. So, among the Bible's most wanted, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, believers, doers, truth. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Many of us have heard those verses all our lives. You know, now, that's talking to God. Okay, it's God's duty. It's been my duty to gather wisdom upon seeking out all things. That's another commandment which I have highlighted today. But that's another commandment. Seek and search out all things, a commandment to God, a commandment which I have done, I have carried out. Okay? And in seeking out all things, I gather wisdom. I gather knowledge, and I get an understanding of what's going on. I will continue this line of reasoning next week, but let me be honest with you. I don't know what happened to my outline for today. I thought it was in this tablet, and I have turned pages, and I haven't found it yet. So I have just talked with you from my head. My outline, I don't know where it could be, and I didn't pull up the thing on the internet here. Let me see here what we have. Let's see. Hold on one moment. I will go just a few minutes over, just a few, not many at all. But I hope you've gotten something out of the broadcast today. I'm sure there is something that that could be taken from the speech today. Things most wanted. If you have seen any of those things or any person as such, come forward. Do come forward. Let's see. I'm accessing the studio at this time. Seeing what's going on. Waiting on the computer. Okay. Let's see. One caller. What can I do here? Okay, checking the board here. That's what I'm doing. The call-in number. The call-in number is 916 area code. Bear with me for a moment. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I'm looking here. I'm still working with it here, so bear with me. Can you hear me? If you can speak, just speak and come on in. I'm trying to get to you. I do, however, want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. That didn't work. Hello. I'm still here trying to figure this thing out. Hello? Nine 16, are you there? Okay, I guess I have to leave this alone because I'm not able to bring anyone in. So, but join me again next week as I continue this line of reasoning with regard to the AZB's most wanted. And maybe next week I'll have my outline. Thank you. Thanks, 916. Give me a call when you can.